This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The manager, Aaron Boone, is reaction on the way after the Yankees fall 4-3 to the Orioles in the series opener. After that dominant sweep of the doubleheader against the Blue Jays, Yankees a quick road stop. In Baltimore, they fall 4-3. They were behind early, 4-0. Looked to rally back and just couldn't quite finish it off and struck out 15 times tonight. Too many. And the early chances were the theme. Yankees couldn't cash in. We can look a lot late and what the Yankees didn't do the last couple of innings to overcome. But first inning, chances right away for both teams. Yankees against Tomoyuki Sugano, the 35-year-old rookie for Baltimore. Judge took a hanging sweeper and rocketed a single to left field. Cody Bellinger, he took strike one, but then Sugano missed with four straight out of the zone. So immediately, two on, one out, and Goldschmidt, he struck out on a fastball up. But then Jazz got drilled on the front hip. Loaded the bases. Anthony Volpe, due up, celebrating his 24th birthday. Don't you always feel these early situations? Find Volpe, first or second inning, bases loaded. Volpe bounced to shortstop in this situation. Fielder's choice and inning over. Bottom of the first inning, Will Warren for the Yanks looking to build on last time out in Cleveland, and he left two off-speed pitches up to start this game. Cedric Mullins took a changeup right back up the middle. Base hit. Gunnar Henderson, hanging sweeper. He slammed a double to deep left. So second and third, no one out. And Warren, to start his night, great escape. Got Adley Rutschman to fly to shallow left. The runners held. Then he struck out Ryan O'Hearn. And Warren stopped messing around. Gunned 95 past O'Hearn and struck out Mountcastle on a nasty sweeper. Orioles, that made it 6 for the last 63 with the runners in scoring position. We know how much they've struggled, but the first inning wasn't necessarily indicative of the rest of the night. Top of the second, Yankees bottom of the order went 1-2-3, a couple of Ks against Sugano, and starting the bottom half.
Will Warren, nice escape job in the first, had runners at second and third, and nobody out, and lived to talk about it. Here's a diving play to his right. Jazz Chisholm throws out Heston Kerstedt for the first out of the second inning. That's a big time play by Jazz.
One of the great things about that is a tremendous pickup, and he knew that he had enough time to set himself, so he waited, which is why it was a perfect throw to the chest of Goldschmidt. That was a great play.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. That bailed out Warren because the hard contact second inning didn't stop after Ramon Urias grounded to short for the second out. Jackson Holliday smoked a single to right, and the nine-hitter, Ramon Laureano, responsible for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
2-2, two-out pitch. Pitch swung on and sent to center field, backing up Grisham, slicing. He overran. Oh, it just got over his head, up against the fence. Holliday was flying. He comes around third and comes home and scores, and it's 1-0. Baltimore.
Yeah, tough route for Grisham. He's so good out there. I almost expect him to run it down, but it was tagged 380 feet and 101 miles an hour off Laureano's bat. So deserved an RBI double. 1-0 Baltimore, and that's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. That wasn't the last we would see tonight of Ramon Laureano out of the 9th spot. Yankees, immediate opportunity to respond, top three. After Grisham struck out to start the inning, back-to-back base hits. Judge, Bellinger, Judge's second hit already, and Bellinger's second time on base in three innings to set up the Yanks, runners at the corners, only one out. But Sagano, Fan Goldschmidt, and Jazz back-to-back on that nasty splitter he featured all night. So he struck out the side, and Sagano, at that point, up to six strikeouts through three innings. Remember, Sagano entered the night with nine strikeouts on the season in 28 innings, six through three innings, and he had nine on the season coming in. Bottom of the third, Yankees wasting those early chances, still trailing 1-0. Warren against the middle of the order this time, walks back-to-back hitters as a backbreaker. Henderson, Rutschman, and 2-2 on Ryan O'Hearn, a spinner. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch, breaking ball, swing on, hit a long way. Right field, down the line. That ball is gone. Well, he hung one and paid for it, and the walks killed him. Couple of walks and then a ding-dong. O'Hearn with his fifth home run, RBIs 9, 10, and 11, and the O's have a 4-0 lead.
That O'Hearn swing, our electrifying drive of the game, brought to you by Audi. Experience an all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Orioles, first time they've scored four runs in nine games with that swing. And they had a 4-0 lead, breaking out, maybe breaking out of the funk a little bit. They had been reeling entering this game. Warren did strike out the side after that O'Hearn homer and was really attacking more. This is what's frustrating about Warren at times. He's growing as a young starter, but sinkers, fastballs, mowing through Mountcastle, Kerstad, Urias at that point of the game, and really no-nonsense attacking more at that stage, getting through the third after that three-run homer. And the outings where he hasn't been as successful, trusting the stuff is the key, tilting in the other direction. Fourth inning, 4-0 Orioles. Warren allowed a one-out double to the nine-hitter, Laureano. There he is again. Second double for Laureano in four innings. Then Laureano proceeded to swipe third. Yankees had him hung up. Volpe, a wide throw, though, once Warren fed him. And Peraza reached back to tag to his left side. The ball popped out of his glove onto Laureano's slide. So that was all for Warren after that pickle unsuccessful. 3 1/3, six hits, four runs. And Ryan Yarbrough came in the lefty. He restored order despite walking Mullins, worked out of it. And Sagano becoming a strikeout pitcher. Middle innings, we talked six strikeouts through three. Well, buried Wells with a splitter in the fourth inning and worked around a two-out base hit by Dominguez. Fifth inning. Leadoff single for Grisham, but Sagano, beautiful pitch sequencing. Got Judge on a splitter, and after Bellinger popped to left, Paul Goldschmidt nearly got Sagano.
And a pitch, swung on a high fly ball, backing up Mullins. He's on the track, he's looking up, he jumps. Oh, brother, he made the catch. Reached over the fence and brought it back. Cedric Mullins with a dandy play, robbing Goldschmidt and the Yankees.
That would have made it a 4-2 game. Instead, Sagano with the help from Mullins. Beautiful play, beautiful robbery. But still, yeah, even though Sagano got help there, eight strikeouts through five for a guy who had nine strikeouts on the season coming in. What a night for Tomoyuki Sagano. And for the Yanks, Yarbrough, who picked up Warren to complete that fourth inning, he cruised through the sixth inning, eight in a row retired, and allowed the Yankees to still have a shot in his game. They were, of course, silent against Sagano, and the lefty Keegan Aiken after Sagano, striking out three of the four in an inning and a third perfect for Aiken. But with the righty Yennier Cano in, one out in the seventh, Oswaldo Cabrera pinch hitting for Oswald Peraza, infield single to third, and Urias, the third baseman, airmail, threw it away. Cabrera up to second in a scoring position, and Grisham singled through the right side, seeing-eyed hit, put runners at the corners for Judge. He did bang into a fielder's choice, scored a run, fielder's choice 5-4, scored Cabrera from third, got the Yankees on the board, and forced a lefty Gregory Soto into the game, induced a Bellinger, grounded to second, left on left, finished off the top of the seventh inning. Bottom seven, Yarbrough still in there, worked around a couple of hits, helped out by a double play, Yarbrough specialty, getting the ground ball, Henderson 6-6-3. So top of the eighth, Soto still out there. Goldschmidt, who was robbed of a homer his last at-bat, base hit, right back up the middle. Went to second on a wild pitch by Soto, and even though Jazz struck out on a tough 97-mile-an-hour sinker, two of the Yankees in the category, put him in the category of heating up right now, coming to the plate, starting with Anthony Volpe.
It's a 1-0 pitch, swing on, hit down the right field line. That is a fair ball down into the corner. Goldie walks home. Volpe, dig it for second, and he's in second. With an RBI double, now it's a 4-2 ball game here in the top of the eighth.
A birthday RBI double for Anthony Volpe, and all of a sudden, Yankees with life, 4-2 ball game, tying run to the plate, and Volpe's best friend, Austin Wells.
Here's pitch. Swing on, line drive into the gap, right center field. Volpe's going to walk home. Austin Wells digging for two. He may go for three. He shuts it down right there. We got a ball game now. 4-3 Baltimore. Here come the Yankees.
That made it for, well, six of his last 14, four doubles and six RBIs over that stretch for Austin Wells, including the bases clearer that we saw yesterday, a vintage at-bat off Kevin Gausman. In an eye blink, the tying run in scoring position, but Soto did bounce back. He struck out Dominguez and got Cabrera to ground a third, both batting from their weaker right side of the plate, not the left side for Dominguez and Cabrera, and they both made out to the Yankees, down one, bottom of the eighth inning. In comes Devin Williams, recently demoted out of the closer role, very gracious about it. This is an important inning for him, not just to bounce back and start to develop a groove, but keep this a one-run game, 4-3 at this stage. And Williams did just that, a 1-2-3. So top of the ninth, one-run game. Felix Bautista, we know the imposing 6'8 closer for Baltimore against the top of the Yankee order for some feeder. He got Grisham to pop to short, then had to really get to work, including a big man battle with Aaron Judge.
Here's the 1-2 from Bautista to Judge. The pitch swung on and missed, struck him out. Two down.
And this place is going wild as if they're about to win the World Series. This has just been a terrible start for Baltimore, and that strikeout, this place is, everybody's jumping up and down. Wow.
And here's the 3-2 to Bellinger. Bautista exhales, kicks, deals, pitch, swung on a miss, struck him out, high fastball. Orioles win this game 4-3.
Bautista locks it down. Impressive stuff, and the feeder reached epic proportions. Whenever it happens, Bautista to Judge, you see the two big men power on power going at it. Orioles win it 4-3, and the early opportunities missed, really what you look back at for the Yankees tonight.